Residents in South Central Alaska can expect to pay lower natural gas rates starting in January. NSTAR Natural Gas Company's annual rate change is linked to commodity prices, and this year's prices have been much lower than the all-time high hit last year. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
The exact amount of the rate decrease is not known yet. NSTAR has price index contracts with oil and gas producers dating back to the 1980s. At that time, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, or RCA, approved contracts determining the rate NSTAR itself pays for gas. Each contract has a slightly different formula, and some contracts use the price of both gas and oil. Even though NSTAR buys natural gas from Cook Inlet suppliers, there's no separate index for the locally produced product. That means averages for gas produced elsewhere is used to determine how much NSTAR pays. Each fall, the company uses what's called an indexing period to gather data for those commodities. The company then bases customer rates on the amount it pays the producers. NSTAR spokesman John Sims says the market trend shows what's to come.
And when looking at oil, we use a three-month average from July through September. And then for the natural gas, we use a 36-month trailing average. You can kind of forecast it yourself to some degree. I mean, I'm oversimplifying it a little bit, but you can see based on the trends in the market, what the market price is doing, you can kind of have a good idea this year, obviously, with the prices as far down as they've been over the year compared to last year, there's going to be a decrease.
The percentage of the rate decrease could be in the double digits. Customers paid record high prices this year. NSTAR increased overall rates by 22% because of record high oil and gas prices in 2008. Sims says the company does not necessarily make more money when rates are high. For instance, if people conserve gas, then less is sold. Sims also says conditions unique to Alaska have an effect on the company's bottom line.
Cook Inlet is not as robust as it used to be, and we're seeing sometimes when the weather gets cold, issues with delivering the gas. You know, basically having enough product to ship out. And the more gas you have, the more deliverability you have. You know, it's a matter of line pressure.
The deliverability challenges could be a larger issue if a rate decrease causes an increase in use. Municipalities have expressed concern about possible energy shortages this winter. Sims says that NSTAR is working with other Alaska utility companies to get a joint message to consumers about conservation and load reduction.
It's a campaign to explain what customers can do if we get into a situation where there is a need to reduce the load on the system. And hopefully we'll be able to bring that out in October, November timeframe before the winter hits.
Earlier this year, NSTAR asked the RCA for an increase of 4.7% in their delivery charge, which is a different part of the natural gas bill. Sims says that charge has not increased in 25 years. No timeline for a decision has been set. But Sim says if the RCA approves the delivery charge increase, it still most likely would be offset by this upcoming decrease to rates, which NSTAR expects to announce in November. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.